The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. And good morning, everybody. I hope you're well this fine Wednesday morning. I always have to double check myself because I never know quite what day it is. So we're running a few minutes late actually today, spending far too much time in the shower thinking about what I had to get done today, and we've got a very busy day, so we'll crack on. So welcome to the Facebook Live video, welcome to the podcast if that's where you're listening, welcome to the webpage if that's where you're listening as well, or watching the video. So last night I got an email on Facebook Messenger saying, Dan, good morning Abby, saying, Dan, could you do me a favour? I'm going to go on the radio in LA, in Los Angeles, and I'd like you to come on and just talk a little bit about the training that you've done with me and how it's affected you and changed your life and that kind of thing. So I said, yeah, absolutely, no problem. And so at 1 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock UK time, I was on the radio in Los Angeles, as you do. And it was just this most surreal thing. So we were just watching Happy Valley, which is a crime show set in Halifax in Calderdale, which is why I used to play basketball when I was like 14 at the Northbridge Leisure Centre. I used to catch a train there for an hour's training and then come back on the train when I was 14. Anyway, so we were watching that last night and we just sort of binge watching that. And so we finished at about 11, half 11, and Lou, the wife, was like, are you coming up to bed then? I'm like, no, I'm just going to hang on for a bit because I'm on the radio station in Los Angeles. She just looked at me with like this, why am I not surprised kind of look. It's not often that something like that happens, but there I was. So at 1 o'clock in the morning, I was live on radio, and we're just talking about some of the trainings that I'd had with Chris Howard. And if you know Chris Howard, then you know how good he is. If you don't know Chris Howard, then you're really missing out. So he's got a Breakthrough to Success in Los Angeles in June, which is a 2.5-day weekend, which is very good. But also he's got Million Dollar Mastermind in Poland, which I'm going to be going to in July. And it's very similar to Billionaire Bootcamp, which is the training that I was on in Santorini. And obviously, since I got back from Santorini, which is about 7 or 8 weeks ago, my income has just, woof, it's gone through the ceiling. And the reason it's gone through the ceiling is a shift in limiting beliefs and mindset and that kind of thing. And that's what I was talking about on the radio last night. And it was really interesting because obviously I sound like this, hey up lads, you know, this really broad northern accent. Hey up, how's it going? How's it going in LA? So that was quite funny. But having been to Las Vegas 2 years ago for a roundtable mastermind group, with a guy called Kevin Nations, who a lot of people know as well, is very well known. You know, we were sat around this round table, and there were two other English guys there. One was Sohail Khan, who's a friend of mine from way back, and just happened to be up there at the same time. So it's good to know that we're in good company. And then there's another guy there that does yachts and that kind of thing. And I went on to one of the yachts that he was selling in Cannes last year, which was a pretty awesome experience, by the way. I think it was this year. I can't remember. It's so much has happened this year. I'm pretty sure it was this year. Maybe it was last year. I can't remember. Anyway, so, and then there was another guy from London, and we're talking about accents and my accent in particular, because we come from Yorkshire and we all sound like we're about to mug you. Hey up, lads. But then the other people sat around the table as well, and they were saying, wow, I could just listen to you all day. Wow, your accent is amazing. And they love the English accent. And everybody thinks the English accent is like this Queen's Royal English accent. But maybe, I don't know, if they get a little bit shocked by my accent. But they love it. And one guy said, oh, whatever you're selling, I'll buy it, just based on the accent. So knowing that, I used to feel that my accent used to work against me when I go down to London and that kind of thing. And maybe it did, maybe it didn't, and who knows.
But it's really irrelevant because when you're out doing Facebook Lives and you're out doing your podcast, like, you shouldn't be worried about how you sound. That is just who you are. Why would you want to change any of that? It doesn't make sense to me. So we went on the radio. We put in a few A-Up lads. We put in a shout out to the Leeds posse. I don't know who the Leeds posse is, but we did that because Leeds doesn't get mentioned enough on LA radio, I find. So, yeah, it's quite funny. So that's how we got on LA radio. But why would we do such a thing? Well, two reasons. One was to help out my friend Chris Howard, who deserves helping out, quite frankly, for the help that he's given me over the last 8 years and my personal development and my mindset shift and my NLP training and all of that kind of thing. Plus the last training course we did in Santorini in April, I mean, oh my goodness me, I got a return on investment on that training in like 2 weeks. Like, it paid for itself physically in cash. The money came in within 2 weeks to pay for that course. And, you know, it's like a $5,000 course. So, but that's the thing about training, isn't it? That's the thing about when you sign up for coaching, when you sign up for training, is how quickly can you make that money back? And for me, that was really important. I wanted to make sure that every time I go out and spend some money, I get that money back. And so that's what we did. And we got home and we implemented like crazy. Yes, I love NLP as well. And I use it quite a lot. But I don't use it in like, I use it conversationally, like with conversational hypnosis. And I have a lot of fun with that as well. And working with Chris, he's one of the absolute masters. Like, he's, you know, you've got Tony Robbins, okay, and Chris is somewhere in that sphere. To see Chris do it up close in a room of 10 people where he was doing some conversational hypnosis with a person who went through breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough, to see it in action, you're like, this is some crazy shit, right? So it's just amazing. So anyway, so what has this got to do with numbers and how you're tracking and that kind of thing? So I was listening to Russell Brunson. Russell Brunson runs ClickFunnels. ClickFunnels is a bit of software that allows you to create websites. It's okay, but it keeps going down. And it used to do that a couple of years ago, so I stopped using it. And then I went back to it, and it keeps on going down, so we don't use it anymore. Which is a shame, because I like Russell Brunson. His software's crap, that's all. So I have tremendous problems with it. Anyway, I was listening to Russell Brunson, and he was talking about... one of the numbers that Russell put up was this number here. And it's 270... I think it was 275,000. That number is, let me just change that around, that's better, you can see that better. That number is the number of interactions his brand has per day. Per day. Imagine that. Imagine 275,000 people listening to a podcast, seeing an advert, watching a video, logging into ClickFunnels. Because that's still an interaction, okay? Imagine 275,000 people interacting with your brand like that. Now, mine's certainly nowhere near that, okay? But I was interested as to what mine actually was. And so yesterday, I was sat there and I was just devising a method. And I was looking at some online dashboards that allows you to put it on a screen. It shows how many visitors you're having, how many LinkedIn connections and so on. But it didn't go far enough for me. And it was called Clip Something, Clip Funnel. I can't remember, Clip Something. But then I thought, how can we simplify this and do this at the end of each month? So I thought, actually, what we could do is we could go on to, so let's go on to, let's say, let's get an easy one. Let's go to Google. So how, so we go to Google, we go to analytics. And if you don't know how many people you get into your website, that's like step number one is find out how many people are actually landing on your website. You'd be shocked by how low that number is. When I ran my lettings agency, going back almost 10 years now, we got the highest period, we got 35,000 visitors to that website every single day. That's 1,000 visitors a day. So sorry, 35,000 a month, just over 1,000 visitors every single day were landing on that website. One of our top keywords, performing keywords, was Aspect 14 Leeds. Aspect 14 was a development in Leeds, and we knew that people from around the world wanted to live there because it was close to the university. So we did loads of SEO work, and we got to the top of Google on the rankings. So how many Google visits are you getting per day? Now, what you can do on Google is, and you might want to do this actually, is actually go, how many have you got in the last 30 days? So let's just say that's, let's keep the maths easy. Shall we do that? So let's make some numbers up. Let's say it's 900. Do you know why we've said 900? Because if we divide that by 30, so this is per month and this is per day. So it gives me 30 people per day. Let's get rid of this at the top. So these are the numbers that you should be tracking. Now, I know people say, well, you should be tracking your income. And yes, you should be tracking your income. But these are your marketing numbers. And these are not all the numbers that you should be tracking. But I tell you, what this shows is that if you're putting in the work at the front end, as long as your product is in place and as long as your sales funnel is in place, out the bottom will spill out money, okay? Because you're closing business, because you're doing the work at the front. I saw something yesterday that was talking about the old school sales was like this. You do nothing at the front, you do nothing at the back, and you do all the work on the actual sale. Well, that's not how life works anymore. Life works completely different now with social media and so on. Now it has to work like this, which I thought was a great diagram. You have to do the work here at the front, then you close the sale and that's almost automatic, and then you have to do the work here which you're on delivery, because if you don't, it goes out with Facebook and reviews and testimonials that you're crap. So I thought that was a really interesting change in the model, and this relates directly to this, because the more work that you're putting at the front end, the more will spew out a sale at the back end, and then it comes down to how well you can deliver the product. Anyway, so Google, how many people are landing on your website? What about YouTube? So this would be YouTube views. So let's just keep it easy. Let's say it's another 900. Awesome. So that's 30 a day. I can do that nice and easy maths. LinkedIn is a bit harder to track. Whoops. LinkedIn is harder to track. I can't spell LinkedIn. I've not had my coffee yet. It's here. It's cooling down. That's why I was late. I was doing coffee. But LinkedIn's harder to track because you have to go into each day and see what you've posted and look at your analytics. As yet, I don't know that there is a good analytics data on LinkedIn, but I will have a look at that today and let you know in one of the next videos or podcasts. But let's say that on LinkedIn, you know, if you're uploading a video every day, like, you know, we upload a video and we get 274 views almost immediately, or might be like 74, but we get a lot of views on LinkedIn. So let's just keep it nice and high. And that's on one video as well, by the way. So LinkedIn actually worked quite well. Let's say it's 3,000 there. Because then it's, what's that? It's 100 there per day on average. Okay. The average is out. That's the key. What else have you got? Well, you've got Twitter. And this would be like the number of likes and the number of retweets. Likes and retweets. Let's just say that's 90. Let's say that's 3. And the reason I've put that low, and you need to go into your own Twitter account, but the reason I've done it low is Twitter's just robots talking to robots for me. I don't really go on it and engage on it, but I post on it, and I think that's what most people do, and no one's really watching Twitter. We have run Twitter ads, which are really mega cheap, by the way. You can get them down to a penny a click. And also, right now, we're running YouTube ads for my podcast series, and we're getting that down to a penny a click. And interestingly, on the, you'll like this, by the way, on the YouTube videos, we're putting them out at a penny a click, and we've targeted leads, because there's some people in Leeds I really want to piss off. So we're running YouTube ads to a certain part of Leeds just to really annoy them. Which I quite like. Let them see us having our success. You know, the best form of revenge is success. You've heard that, right? So, but if they don't know you're having success, then they can't get annoyed. So that's why we do it. We just think that's quite funny. But actually, our YouTube views have shot up. You know, we're getting, and we, by the way, we only put £5 into that every single day. So a penny a click, that's 500 views a day. Right, a penny a click. So that works quite well. So obviously this number's going to be off and we'll update these numbers. But this is about how many times are people touching your brand. Ideally targeted, and obviously doing it in Leeds, but with it targeted between 30 and 55 years of age, both men, male and female. So some of those people will be completely unqualified and completely not where we want to get to, but some will. Okay, but that's fine. We just want to also build up people's awareness that we exist in Leeds, because it's my hometown and so on anyway. Okay, so, but we also run it for London and Manchester and so on. Okay, so we've got Google, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter. What about Insta? So you've got Instagram. So let's just say that's 90 as well. We've only got like 1,000 followers on Instagram. And we don't post a huge amount of what we do post, and we get likes and people follow and so on. But again, I think that's somewhat robots following robots to some extent on Instagram. But the next one for us is iTunes. Now, it's not actually possible to check your stats on iTunes, but we've got a bit of back-end software. So the way iTunes works, just to show you, is you have a host for your podcast, and then iTunes pulls out that and puts it on someone's device, but the podcasts are hosted elsewhere. And so we log into the host and we find out how many views we're actually, or downloads we're actually having. And we get quite a lot of downloads every day. So let's say, oh, let's just leave it at 3,000 again, because I can do the math there. So that's 100, and that's 3. And let's leave it at that for now. Oh, no, let's add one more. Email. Email's a good one to put in. So email isn't about how many subscribers you've got. And to some extent, I don't even think it's about how many opens you get. For me, email should be about clicks. That's the bottom line. So let's do clicks. So, you know, if you've got 1,000 people on your email list and say 20% open an email, that's 200. But I don't think that's a relevant figure, because so what? I mean, you could also say that about YouTube views, you know, for those people who aren't relevant, so what? So I'm in two minds really about that. Let's do it based on opens for now. Let's say you've got 200 emails. But I mean, this could be quite high. Bear in mind, these are the same 1,000 people. So if you're dropping an email once a week, out of 4 weeks, you've got 800 touches with your brand. And that's what it's really about. So let's do it based on opens, not clicks, because we want touches with brands. So I can't remember the numbers, but it's something like 7. Like, it used to be 7. People had to interact with your brand 7 times before you get a yes. I know it's a sales thing as well, but you know, people are getting over 3,000 messages every single day. So you've got to keep touching your, not in an inappropriate way, but you've got to keep touching your prospect with your brand, just to clarify that. So, but let's say email, let's get a nice round number. So let's put 900 again, just because I can do the maths again. Okay, so let's add this up, this column here. How many interactions are you getting per day? Now, most people don't even know this, so you've got to go through this, and I would suggest you do this at the end of each month. So we're going to go through, because I was just working through this yesterday, we're going to go through the month of May, all the way back to January, just to see what these numbers look like. But you see, the beauty of this now is, now I know what we're supposed to be doing. Okay, so maybe, where's iTunes? That's put in red. Maybe now that I know I need to get these numbers up and outspews profit, money, right? Maybe instead of doing one of these, one, you know, 3 times a week, maybe I need to do a podcast every single day. Like, we do Facebook Lives every day. Why are we not podcasting that out? So that's exactly what we're going to do. So we're going to increase the number of iTunes. So if that's going out, you know, 3 times a week and we're getting 3,000 a month, then maybe, you know, if we increase that by 20%, that would increase as well. Does that make sense? So now, you know, and that then increases too. But the whole point of doing this, I'm going to add this column up in a minute, but the whole point of doing this is that this then forms your marketing strategy. Because what is marketing? Marketing is simply getting what you've got out in front of a potential customer. That's ultimately it. Whether they buy or not is down to how well you've warmed them up and whether they know you, if they like you, if they trust you. Plus the straight line stuff we talked about in yesterday's, which is, do I like the person selling it? Do I like the product? And do I like the company? Like, if you get all that lot all moved into one, then you're on the right path, okay? There's different aspects of sales that we can't go into here, but it definitely helps you get on the right path. So then it's like, okay, can I drive more traffic back to Google? Yeah, how do I do that? Well, how about we curate YouTube videos that are on YouTube and we embed them on my website of stuff that's relevant to what I'm doing, but it's not my video? Would that drive people back to my website? Yeah, absolutely. We tested that. We doubled our visitors coming from social media by doing that. We tested that a couple of months ago. So we're going to implement that again. What about YouTube views? Well, the best way of increasing YouTube views is, guess what? Upload more videos. That's really obvious. Then people subscribe automatically without doing anything. Then you can embed the video on your web page, and then that goes out on social media. So then people go to your website, improves the Google, improves your YouTube. Because once they're on the website, then that's an interaction. And once they're watching your YouTube video, guess what? That's another interaction. You can count them as two interactions because that's exactly what it is. One is they're on your website and that they might be having a look on your website after the video. And number two is to actually watch a video. What about LinkedIn? What if you uploaded more stuff onto LinkedIn, more raw video? And LinkedIn's got a limitation that maximum of 10 minutes, which I can't upload these because we go for 20, 25 minutes sometimes. But we also do videos where we're driving to the beach, which is nice. And we take those videos, 5 or 6 minutes long. We send them over to the video guy, he drops them back over, and then we upload them to LinkedIn as a native video. That gets our views up every single day, every single video, okay? What about Twitter? Yeah, well, if it's going out on LinkedIn, it'll go out on Twitter, and Instagram's the same, and have we missed one? Facebook. I knew we'd missed one out. Facebook's pretty important. And so sometimes that can be hard actually getting insights into that. But if you're doing it through your Facebook page, you can get insights because there's analytics in there. But on your personal page, that's a bit harder. But you can go into and see how many views you've had on each raw or native video you've uploaded. Anyway, let's add these up. So we've got 60, 160, 166, 266, 296 per day. That isn't bad. Think about that. That's times up by three, and you've got just under 9,000 every single month. That's not bad. 9,000 interactions with your brand at some point every single month. But this is the number that we want. A daily one. So how can we increase that? Can we set targets from that then? I'm just drinking coffee because I've not had it yet. So can we set a target based on that? So instead of 296, can we get that to 1,000? Yeah, we've got a threefold what we're doing. But it's definitely possible, by the way. So curating YouTube videos back to your website, and Google Analytics will pick up the fact that someone's hit your website. So like you could triple that quite easy. Quite easily. So instead of getting 30 a day, could you drive 100 people to your website? And that's quite an increase. That's a 200% increase on website visitors. And once we're on your website, will they then hang around and look around? And might they subscribe to a download or a podcast or a video or a PDF that you've got completely? And on your YouTube views, you know, you want to also consider going, getting keyword optimized YouTube videos so that when someone types something on Google, your video comes up. And we're very good at that, by the way. It's one key phrase that we can't seem to rank for, which is really annoying me. So we're going to keep doing videos until we get it. But other than that one, we're actually very, very good at doing it. And we get to the top of Google before everybody else's rankings, just underneath the adverts, with a video, which is awesome. Because, again, it just builds brand. Can we increase our LinkedIn? Well, absolutely. If we embedded YouTube videos into our website from other people and share them on LinkedIn, then we're going to start getting more interactions on that. So we can do it on all of this. So extra steps then for you is you've got to go get all this data and do it once a month, okay? Because it's time consuming. If it takes an hour or two out of, you know, there's 168 hours a week, times that by four, 600 is about 650 hours. So if it takes you 2 hours as a percentage, that's 0.2%. I've made those numbers up, but it's about right, I reckon. So can you spend 0.2% actually looking into this? Because this forms part of your marketing strategy. And okay, how now I understand I've got to get these numbers up. Like how the next question is how do we get 10,000 people a day to our website? That's ultimately the question. And I don't think you'll do that necessarily using just three tools. I think you're gonna have to go down the paid social media route. So that's fine. If that is the case, then you need a sales funnel. So money that you spend at the top and put people in at the top comes through your sales funnel and out pops income, profit, and that can then you can put the money back in. It's like a self, what's the word? The engine that never stops, it just keeps on going. I can't remember the name of it. So this actually forms part of your marketing strategy in terms of what you should be doing. And people go, oh, well, I don't want to go on Facebook Live because I don't like how I sound. And like nobody really cares other than you. Honestly, it's like, oh, my logo, it needs to be a shade bluer. No one gives a shit about your logo other than you. Nobody cares. Dell, IBM, look at their logo, for goodness sake. Nike, it's just got a swoosh in it. Like, so what? Anyway, so this is where your marketing should start for me. And then off that, once you've got that, you can work out where do you want it to go. So this might be you know, multiplying it by three and getting from 296 visitors a day to 1,000 visitors a day. And then you start to see those results. Okay, so I hope that's useful for you. Morning, Ivan. If you missed that, because I think you just joined us, you need to watch this because this is really awesome stuff. And you should definitely go through what I've just put down here because you'll it will go ping and you go, ah, get it. Okay, I know exactly what I need to be doing to be growing that side of my business. All right, guys, I hope that's useful. We will catch up with you tomorrow in tomorrow's Facebook Live. All right, have a great day. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.